ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड एवरीथिंग इज दि ब्रह्मन रिवील्ड इन दि उपनिषद्स। मे आई नॉट डिनाय ब्रह्मन मे नॉट ब्रह्मन डिनाय मी लेट देयर बी नो स्पर्निंग ऑफ मी बाय ब्रह्मन लेट देयर बी नो रिजेक्शन ऑफ ब्रह्मन बाय मी मे ऑल दि वर्च्यूज दैट आर स्पोकन ऑफ इन दि उपनिषद्स रिपोज इन मी हु आई एम एंगेज्ड in the pursuit of the self, may they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. So we are studying the Chandogya Upanishad, 7th chapter, known as Bhumananda, Bhuma Vidya, the knowledge of Brahmananda or Paramananda, Atmananda, otherwise called Bhumananda. So in our last class we have entered into the 8th khanda. What is this 8th khanda? Vijnanam, earlier khanda, 7th section. Without understanding, there would be no meditation. Without meditation, there would be no determination, no memory. Mind will not work, speech will not work, and so expression also will not come. So, step by step, Sanat Kumara is taking all of us from the grossest to the subtlest. This is astonishing to say how much these rishis have thought about life in every way, be it secular or spiritual. So the mind should be made to concentrate. Concentration can come only when there is understanding. Understanding depends upon something else. Vijnanam. What is that? Balam. And that was the subject of the 8th section. And then Sanat Kumara says that all the things that Narada had mastered earlier, we have seen in the first and second sections. He was practically a walking encyclopedia. But did he understand it? Did he have Vijnanam? Only now, after being instructed. Otherwise, Sanat Kumara, he said, it is nothing but information. But with this instruction, Vijnanam is absolutely necessary. Right understanding and application of that understanding to right circumstances. But that is the essence of this particular 8th chapter, Balam. What is Balam? There is a beautiful English expression, walk the talk. We are all talkers. We are not the walkers. I am not talking in the ordinary sense. All of us are walking, but aimlessly, with no concentration, with no memory. We are reading, we are eating. Just pay attention one day. Whether you are paying attention to the food all the time or the moment one handful of food has gone inside, you are judging, this is not cooked properly. But that time when I ate at that place prepared by that person, oh, how tasty it was. We are eating all right, but we have slided into the past. So that is why strength is necessary. And physical, intellectual, aesthetic, moral strengths are necessary if we have to progress in spiritual life. That is what he wants to convey in this eighth section. So, what is the essence of this eighth section? That is very important for us to say, balam bhava vijnanat bhuyo bhavati, strength. And that is why Swami Vivekananda had emphasized on strength. Why is India such a big country? And we claim we are believers in God. We have faith in God. And God is the very embodiment of strength. But why is there no strength? Because unity is strength. And we do not have unity. Everybody has a beautiful song in Telugu. Evariki vare yamuna tere. Each gopi, even though Krishna manifested as many gopis, that means as many minds, so many meditations upon Krishna. So each gopi was beholding only one Krishna. She was not looking to the left or right, but she was only focused upon Krishna. On the banks of the Yamuna, every gopi for herself is beholding Krishna and attaining union with Krishna, enjoying Krishna, becoming one with Krishna. Beautiful song. So, but in practical life, in spiritual life, this is the greatest strength. What is the greatest strength? To be detached, not to be affected, to be non-united with everything that is worldly. World means that which is changing, that which is dependent, that which can never be relied upon, that which is severely limited, that is called world. But God means just the opposite. So we should depend upon God, we should surrender to God, then we will become God and we become infinite. That is called Bhumananda. So Swami Vivekananda thundered, he said, I have preached only Upanishads, and in the Upanishads I have only preached only strength. Here is some of the sayings of Swamiji. The best guide in life is strength. Discard everything that weakens you. Have nothing to do with it. And Swamiji means, I will be inserting my understanding now and then. So, even if a person claims that he believes in God, but is becoming weak, is becoming unhealthy, is becoming unwise, is becoming or more suffering, less happy. That is nothing to do with God. Why? Many times I mentioned, God represents three qualities of life. Sat, Chit and Ananda. Sat means unity. Sat means health. Sat means truthfulness. Sat means all that makes for goodness in life. Chit means wisdom, not knowledge. What is the difference? If it is mere information, that is called knowledge. But discriminating the available knowledge and discarding what is not useful and using it only for our good, not only present good, but the future good also, learning the lessons from the past, that is called wisdom. And Ananda, just as when we approach blazing fire in winter season especially, the nearer we approach, the more the cold becomes less and the heat becomes more and more enjoyable. But when we come very near to the fire and become one with fire, we become fire, we can also give the same effect like the fire to others. So what is spiritual progress? Approaching nearer to God. That means we become more Sat, or we manifest more the aspect of Sat, Satyam, Chit, wisdom, Ananda, happiness. If these three are lacking, and still a person is claiming, professing that I am progressing in spiritual life, well, we have to think twice where have we gone wrong? This is what Swamiji means. Anything that weakens have nothing to do with life. Be strong. The sign of life is strength and growth. And the sign of death is weakness. Swamiji equates strength with life, weakness with death. Brave, bold men, these are what we want. What we want is vigor in the blood, strength in the nerves, iron muscles, nerves of steel, not softening namby-pamby ideas. Doing good to others is virtue. Injuring others is sin. So strength and manliness is virtue. Weakness and cowardice is sin. Independence is virtue. Dependence is vice, the opposite. Loving others is virtue. Hating others is sin. Faith in God and in one's own self is virtue. Doubt is sin. Knowledge of oneness is virtue. Seeing diversity is sin. Feel like Christ and you will be Christ. Feel like Buddha and you will be Buddha. It's feeling that is the life, the strength, the vitality, without which no amount of intellectual activity can reach God. God is not never to be reached by the weak. You have infinite strength within you. Manifestation of divinity means manifestation of the strength. And there is a beautiful saying in the All Upanishads, especially Mundaka Upanishad, Nayamatma Balahinena Labhyaha Nacha Pramadat Tapasova Api Alingat Etai Rupayai Yatate Yastu Vidvan Tasya Esha Atma Vishate Brahmadhama. The self cannot be realized by anyone who is without strength. But when a man of knowledge strives by the prescribed means, then his self enters into Brahman, the abiding place of peace and happiness. If there is no strength in body and mind, the Atman can never be realized. First, we have to build the body by good nutritious food. Then only will the mind be strong. Infinite strength is religion and God. Now, let us study history. How much did India suffer? That perhaps is not correct statement. We are suffering even today. Any Tom, Dick and Harry, very small countries, they are mocking at our government, mocking at India, mocking at us. So why? Any country which chooses, let us kick this India, they are able to start trouble. Why? Because weakness. So this is what Sanat Kumara really means. Yo balam brahmeti upaste. He who contemplates strength as Brahman. God means Brahman. How much strength we see in the true believers of God, like Prahlada, for example. He was never afraid of death. Nachiketa was not afraid of death. Because Shraddha Avivesha. Shraddha possessed him. Not entered, possessed. What we possess, we call it belief. But when the same faith possesses us, and faith is the weakest translation of the word Shraddha, when Shraddha controls us, we will reach God in no time. So, is there something greater than strength? As usual, ask Narada. As usual means what? That means he had practiced this balam. He understood it and he obtained strength. And so he is asking, is there something which is superior to strength, without which strength cannot be attained? That means strength is the effect. So please explain to me what is the cause of strength. Of course, as usual, Sanat Kumara, we will get 15 steps here. So we are in the 8th step, so to say. So yes, there is. So with this background, let us study this 8th section called Bala Brahma Upasana. And once we have understood this long introduction, both yesterday's and today's, then it is a breeze to go through the mantras. So this is how it goes. Balam vava vijnanat
भूयो अपि ह शतं विज्ञानवताम् एको बलवान् आकम्पयते स यदा बली भवति अथ उत्थाता भवति उत्तिष्ठन् परिचरा भवति परिचरन् वसत्ता भवति उपसीदन् द्रष्टा भवति श्रोता भवति मन्ता भवति बोद्धा भवति कर्ता भवति विज्ञाता भवति बलेन वै पृथिवी तिष्ठति बलेन वा अन्तरिक्षं बलेन द्यौः बलेन पर्वताः बलेन देवमनुष्याः बलेन पशवश्च वयांसि च तृण वनस्पतयः श्वापदानि आकीटपतङ्गपिपीलकं बलेन लोकः तिष्ठति सो ओ नारद बलं ब्रह्म इति उपास्वा दिस् इस् दि ओरिजिनल् मन्त्रास् दिस् इस् दि प्लेन् इङ्ग्लिश् translation. Strength surely is greater than understanding. A single man with strength causes even 100 men with understanding to tremble. When a man becomes strong, then he rises. Rising, he serves. Serves the guru. Serving the guru, he approaches nearer. Approaching nearer, he sees, he hears, he reflects. He understands, he acts, and he realizes. By strength indeed, the earth stands. By strength, the sky stands. By strength, the heaven stands. By strength, the mountains stand. By strength, gods and men stand. By strength, cattle and birds, grasses and trees, bees, down to worms, flying insects and ants stand. By strength, the whole world stands. So, O Narada, worship the strength. We'll quickly go through this because the introduction should have clarified most of the points. So, in answer to the question, is there higher than Vijnana? Then, Sanat Kumara, the Guru, answers, Balam Vava Vijnanat Bhuyoha Bhuyaha Apihi. So, Balam, strength, Vijnanat Bhuyaha. It is the root cause. Much superior, much subtler, the much pervasive, the cause of Vijnana. What is Vijnana? Right understanding of the scriptures. Because even to have worldly happiness, which is called prayers, we require scriptural understanding. This world can never give us that wisdom which makes us happier, healthier, etc. Because how many doctors are advising that you eat this healthy food, you do this healthy exercise and try to not worry about too much, take right decisions. Nowadays, psychologists, scientists and nutritionists, everybody is chipping in, as they say, to give us right advice. What they say is absolutely right. But how many people follow? Because they are overcome by instantaneous gratifications. They don't have strength. And that strength has to be developed. So there was a famous quotation which I quoted earlier. So when this Englishman was asked in American airport or ship port, whatever, that do you have anything to declare? He said, I have nothing to declare. Excepting my brains. And then his famous quotation was, I can withstand everything excepting temptation. So if a person cannot stand temptation, what else is there? This is what Sanat Kumara is trying to give through some illustrations. Having stated, this is called Sutra Vakya, aphoristic statement of this essence of this entire eighth section, Balam, strength, indeed, Vijnanat Bhuyaha is the cause, is subtler, more pervasive. Without strength, no one can understand properly. Understand means in the right sense, not information. And then he gives examples. Shatam Vijnanavatam Eko Balavan Akampayate. So he says very beautifully, supposing there are 100 pandits. They know many things, but they have no strength. But there is one person who is not a knowledgeable person. is a gunda, ekaha, only one. The moment he stands and lifts or even glares at it, all these shatam, jnanavatam, akampayate, he makes them tremble because they do not have the strength like Prahlada, like Sri Ramakrishna, like Swami Sharadananda. I think it is appropriate to quote Swami Sharadananda. Once he was traveling with another devotee called Vaikunthanath Sanyal on Ganges in a boat, and in the midst of the Ganga, a terrible storm arose, and the boat was swinging up and down so horribly that this devotee thought that death is the next step. Just at that time, Swami Sharadananda ji took out his hubble bubble, lit it, and calm and quietly started smoking. And the devotee's ear got terrible. He snatched it from the Swami and threw it. His logic was, we are about to die, and this man is enjoying. I am not enjoying. What right this person has got to enjoy? A devotee only can do that. Anyway, somehow nothing happened because the Calcutta boatsmen are experts in countermanding all these. They experienced it hundreds of times. Whenever this ebb tide comes, that is what happens, like a big tsunami. Anyway, they reached safely, and the devotee became very contrite, and he apologized and said, Maharaj, but why are you trying to smoke at that time, you knowing fully well that we are about to die? Swami smiled and said, I accepted the fact that anyway we are going to die. Why should unnecessarily, I have got this hubble bubble, let me, what is called, squeeze the last bit of happiness from it. So I was doing, but you fellow, you didn't understand my motive, and then you threw it away. You deprived me of this one. But I don't care because we are alive now. I can smoke. This is my commentary. But supposing the boat really capsized, then perhaps they would have, many of them would have died. And then Swami Sharadananda will become a ghost and possess this devotee, Vaikunthanath Sanyal, and squeeze him whole life because you deprived me of that last happiness. I'm just joking. What is the point here? Point is, one strong man, mentally strong. I have seen people, physically they are not that strong, but such a tremendous strength is exuding from their bodies, from their personalities. 100, even 1,000 people, they quake before him. This is a beautiful example. And Sri Ramakrishna, in answer to the question, is Shakti different in many people? Then in one occasion he says, one strong man can make 10 people run away. Such surely there is a difference of strength in different people. This strength, whether it is in music, singing, literature, science, everywhere, this is the difference between man, one man and another man, is this difference between this strength. And then Sanat Kumara brings another aspect. We who claim to be spiritual aspirants, we are so easily pleased when somebody praises us, especially a Swami, that you are a marvelous devotee. That is the worst certificate anybody can give, worst harm anybody can do to devotees. That is why if a Swami goes on criticizing, he will not be appreciated. He will have very few devotees. But if somebody says, who says, a person who is not interested in the welfare of the devotees, but only in their downfall, he will go on praising. He's a selfish person. He goes on expecting something from them. It could be even admiration, if not anything else. So, we are fools not to be able to understand. And that understanding we have discussed in our last section, that is called Vijnanam. So, even so much of information is there, but strength is necessary. So, here, how does a person become enlightened person? If a disciple, a spiritual aspirant, possessed of tremendous faith. Faith means strength. if he is possessed of strength in the form of faith, so he also obeys the teacher. And then what does he do? Only when a person is really strong, what happens? Sayada bali bhavati. Sa means shishyaha yada bali bhavati. When he becomes strong, atha utthata bhavati, is able to get up, even to get up. Just see, in our old age, most often we suffer from rheumatic problems, and even sitting up, getting up, walking becomes a terrible chore. So when a person is strong, atha utthata bhavati, immediately jumps up. The guru looks at the disciple, immediately jumps up, like Hanuman. Uttishtan paricharita bhavati. He understands. I gave the example of Padmapada yesterday. Uttishtan paricharita bhavati. The moment the first class disciple, that is called bala, manobala. He is always analyzing, what does my guru need? Paricharita bhavati. He becomes serviceful. Parisan, paricharan, and then he will please the guru. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninaha tattvadarshinaha. Paricharan upasatta bhavati. So, approaching him, he will be endowed with that wisdom. And then upasatta means what? He is able to come closer, upa, as if he is strengthened by the wisdom of the guru. Upa means near. Satta means become strong in the presence of the guru. Upasidan, having been able to approach. How? Because pranipatena, pariprashnena. What does he become? Yesterday I told you, is a quotation from, a part of it, this is quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Yajnavalkya's teaching to Maitreyi, Atmava Are, Trashtavyo, Shrotavyo, Mantavyo, Nididhyasitavyaha. And that is what is reflected here in slightly different words. Upasidan, having approached the guru. And what is the guru doing? He will give the, what is called, the realization. When a disciple is pure, the guru instantaneously, he can give that knowledge, transmit that knowledge. That is why there are three types of disciples and three types of initiation. Mantra initiation is the grossest. And just looking at somebody or touching somebody, sparsha, diksha, that is the second highest. But the guru is somewhere, disciple is somewhere. Guru intends to pass his knowledge. The disciple intends to receive it. So much a physical distance could be there, and that transmission takes place without any interruption. That is the highest type of initiation in the tantric lore or literature. So what does he become? Immediately he understands Bhagavan, God exists, and he is absolutely certain 100% by the grace of the guru, and as if he beholds the teacher, the God, through the teacher. And that's what Swami Brahmananda tells in one place. What can not a guru do? So when the disciple is proper and ready, the guru takes him to the ishta and says, there, behold your ishta devata, chosen deity. And what does the guru do? He merges in God. That means God only manifested in the form of the guru, and he takes him to himself, and he gives that instantaneous realization, and his job is finished. So he merges back into the, from where he came. It is all God only. So this is what is being expressed here. So what does he become? Prashta bhavati. He becomes as if realized. Then of course there are certain steps, three steps we know. Shravana, manana, ididhyasa. Shrota bhavati. He becomes absolutely one-pointed receiver. That is called Shrota. Then having received, he uses all his powers of his mind to get rid of whatever lingering doubts are there, and becomes absolutely certain. Having become certain, then he meditates, nididhyasana. And then Bodha bhavati. he becomes awakened person. Karta bhavati. Then he becomes, what does he become? With that knowledge, whatever actions he do, he becomes the doer. What does it mean? Not like us. Karta means what? The disciple who has received the grace of God. He says, it is only God, Narayana, Shiva, Devi, who is really doing all these things. And thereby he becomes Vijnata. He becomes Visheshagnata, a realized soul. Therefore, O Narada, if you are not strong, you are not going to realize. And then Sanat Kumara gives some beautiful examples. Balena vai prithivi tishtati, balena antariksham, balena devho. Then these three. Prithivi is earth. If the prithivi shakes a little for whatever reason, which we call earthquake, everything gets destroyed. How many people can really are crushed, dead, just a little bit of shaking? So it is on the scale of what they call 8, 9, 10, and perhaps it will come the way we are living our life. Our mother earth cannot stand the type of life we are living. Then a little bit of shaking. How strong? Balena antariksham. Even the space, antariksham, but by proxy, it means higher worlds, not only this world, bhuloka, bhuvarloka, suvarloka, etc. So, prithivi, bhuloka, antariksham. So, higher lokas like svargaloka, etc. And balena, devu. Devu means highest loka. So, we have discussed it. Then we were talking in the Taittiriya Upanishad, what is called Vyahruti Upasanas. I think it was in the fifth section. So this is what he is repeating, this Chandogya Upanishad. Then Balena Parvataha, look at a mountain. If it shakes a little, if a small stone falls from there, then what is called landslide or whatever, how many buses, how many people, and if one, what is called, now and then there is a terrible fire comes out of the earth. What happens? The liquid fire flows everywhere. And that is called volcanoes. How many countries become completely charred, destroyed? For a long time, it will not be possible to do anything there. So, one volcano can destroy countries. One earthquake can do that. If something happens, like Everest or one small bit of mountain breaks off and falls, how much damage they can do, but how strong they are. That is why they are devatas. As I mentioned, these are not in Hindu, according to Hindu Vedantic view, they are not what is called inert things. But they are all devatas. In the Puranas it is there. Earlier the mountains used to fly. And suddenly they land on some village. The whole village will be wiped off. So prayers went to Indra. So Indra took out his Vajrayudha and cut off the wings of the... So since that time, this is a legend. But what it means is, that they are all manifestations of God. Everything living, non-living, with consciousness, without consciousness. So, balena deva manushya. Among gods also there are differences. There is Indra. He is the lord of the devas. How did he become? Balena. Because of the strength. So, others like Agni, Vayu, etc. They became also gods. But subsidiary to Indra. So, whose strength is more? Indra's strength is more. Among men, not to speak, the strongest people, strongest individual, strongest company, strongest organization, strongest government, everything depends upon strength, strength, strength. Not only that, look at the Pashavaha, animals, Vayamsi, birds. I'll just give you this example. Then we can apply it to others. So, are all animals the same? Is a lion and a deer or the buffaloes Even buffalo is very strong, wild buffalo. But lions kill cleverly and eat. So every creature, every animal fears a lion, a lioness. Why? Because they're very strong. And even among the lions, when the time, mating time comes, there is a terrible fight. One must see how much of roaring is going on, how much to death or practically unto death. Then only the strongest animal among all animals, it gets the right to mate. This is nature's commandment. Only then the offspring will be also strong. So, balena deva manushya, balena pashavasya. So, whichever species you take, even among mosquitoes. So, there is always fight, which male is going to, and there is a queen among all the insects also. Apply it. What is the? Makes it strength, balam. So, vanaspatayaha, among trees. Which tree survives? Only a strong tree. Which grass survives? Only a strong grass. Swapadani. So, all the, what is called, walking or animals. Then, akita, that is insects, patanga, birds, pipelikam, ants, etc., etc., etc. Balena, loka tishtat. Balena, sarvaha lokaha tishtanti. Whichever is strong, he will get more facilities, more happiness, more power, more freedom. And the end is, if we want to progress spiritually also, or enjoy the world also. That is why there is a beautiful Sanskrit. So, virya, virabhogya, vasundhara. This earth yields only its happiness to heroes, not to bhirus. So, therefore, O Narada, palam upasvaiti. Strength surely is greater than understanding. And then Narada understands. So he asks. Then Sanat Kumara also advises. What do I get? As I mentioned, we have to apply this for 15 times. There are two types of people who do this contemplation with the desire for worldly enjoyments. That is called prayokanksha. And then those who want only spiritual progress. Shreyokanshi. So if he is a prayokanshi, he wants to enjoy a little bit, but sooner or later he will also turn to spiritual life. But temporarily he might want to go to higher lokas, higher heavens, places of higher happiness, longer happiness, qualitative happiness, etc. Sayo balam brahma iti upaste. Whoever succeeds in acquiring strength. What is Brahma? I am Brahma. I am strong. So anybody who says, I am a very strong person without the least bit of doubt, that is what Swamiji says, self-confidence. That is called Brahma. Complete self-confidence. Swamiji himself is the greatest example. Sri Ramakrishna is an example. Holy Mother is every saint and every hero, every leader is an example. So I give the example, you know, any citizen of any country has a freedom, of course in democratic countries, to become the either the president or the prime minister. But how many people really have that self-confidence, if I stand for the election, I can also get? Most people have tremendous faith in themselves that I will not get even the deposit money back. And that is why they won't even try. A few people try, but then everybody will not get. Like Olympic title, only one person will get it. So, this is what we have to understand. So, as usual, we have to understand. We don't need to go into details. So, this person who feels, I am God himself in strength. Yavad balasya gatam tatrasya yatah kamacharo bhavati. Yuvalam Brahmeti Upaste. So, wherever the strength functions, he will be the master, he will be the leader, he will have complete freedom. Nobody can restrain that freedom from him. So, you contemplate strength as Brahman, Narada must have done that as usual. And then he says, Asti Bhagavo Baladbhuyaha. Is there something superior to Bala? Baladvava Bhuyavasti. Sure, there is something which causes strength. Strength doesn't fall from the sky. It has to be cultivated. And what is the way to cultivate it? There is something by doing which we can become strong. Lord, if there is something superior, please instruct me in it. And that is how we are getting into the what is called the next section. What is this? This is the ninth section. What is the ninth section? So, Sanat Kumara says, Annam Vava Balad Bhuyaha. What is the cause of Bala? Strength. Annam. Annam means food. You know what Swami Vivekananda had said? First, you are slaves, born slaves, because of your weakness. And weakness doesn't mean only physical weakness. Every Indian is physically very weak. Look at their voices. Very few people have got that strong voice. Even singing, they cannot sing. I have come across people who are extraordinarily great singers, but they cannot sustain. Their bodies are very weak. Minds are okay, but they cannot sustain because lung power should be there. And part of this strength is only this lung power. And it comes from where? Annam. Annam means food. Food means what? Anything that strengthens is called food. We should not drag the meaning of the word annam to pure physical material. So somebody is in distress and somebody comes and says, you are as good as me, and the fellow gets up. Then Swami Vivekananda used to chant, Uttishtata, Jagrata, Prapyavara, Nibodhata. Swami Turiyananda was remarking, whenever Swamiji speaks, even a corpse wants to immediately comes back to life. Let me hear, afterwards go back, because it is so strengthening, it is so enlivening, it is so inspiring, it is so much bringing happiness. That is, and then Turiyananda, when I hear your words, I feel like becoming a corpse, because I am paraphrasing it, not exactly in the same words. So, this is the ninth section Sanat Kumara is slowly taking. And then he gives, it is not that difficult for us to understand this particular and some of the subsequent chapters, because we have seen this go on contemplating Brahman as the cause of this, as the cause of that one, as the cause of the other one, etc. So, here, annam vava balat bhuyaha. Annam is the greater, stronger, subtler, more pervasive than what? Balat, strength. Because if there is no anna, there would be no strength at all. This is what Swami Vivekananda, in his talks on his Bhakti Yoga, he quotes from Sri Ramanuja, just like there are four qualifications required to become an adhikari in the path of Jnana Marga. What are they? Sadhana, Chatushtaya, Sampatti, Viveka, Vairagya, and then Shamadamadi, Shatka, Sampatti, and Mumukshutva. All total, there are nine qualities we have to, spiritual qualities we have to develop. And I would add, not only for spiritual progress. You want to become prosper in business, you want to become a great scientist, you want to become a better cook, you want to become a better singer, speaker, writer, anything. All the four qualities are necessary. I just explain because such an interesting concept. So, mumukshutvam is in the context of spiritual perfection. I want to be free. And that word freedom can be used by us. Let us take the example of, I want to become a good singer. So, what is that singer or speaker or whatever it is? What is the conditions imposed? The first condition is, I must have no other goal, excepting one goal. This is what they call, so the bucket, kick the bucket, they say, you know. So, this bucket means what? All my desires. If we look into any one of our buckets, there will be 500 desires. And 1 to 499 will be every worldly desire. The last one is, let me realize God. That will not do. So, then what should it be? First of all, I want God. Then I want 499. No, there will be only one desire in that bucket. That is only one desire. I don't want anything else. Like Nachiketa, strongly, instantaneously overcomes the tests that were set by Yamadharmaraja. I don't want anything. I want only the knowledge about Atman, Atmagnanam. I want to know how I can be. When Nachiketa asked Yamadharmaraja, show me the way to immortality. He's not saying what is on the other side of the Mrityu. What is on the other side of the Mrityu? Immortality. Beyond mortality is immortality. Nachiketa is not going to death. Very, very interesting analysis. Death. If death is real, death himself must have died long back. Nachiketa approaching death means what? When he goes there, oh, Yamadharmaraja, is he alive? Is he subjected to death? Not at all. Because if he is subject to death, like any one of us, he would not have been Yamadharmaraja. He would have been like any one of our jivas. But he was a knower of Brahman, Brahmagnani, greatest Brahmagnani. And Nachiketa knew it. So his question was not whether there is something beyond this mortality. No, I know there is, because I have studied the scriptures, I understood it, I have faith in it, I'm approaching you, not asking whether there is immortality, but how to reach that immortality. And for that, the symbolism is, I must die to everything that is mortal. Then only I can attain immortality. That is the meaning of sannyasa. I must give up everything excepting God. Complete surrender to God. That is called sannyasa. Samyak nyasaha sannyasaha. So that desire, if it is there, I don't want anything, then he must have that discrimination. What can lead me to what I desire? And anything that comes in the way, mercilessly, I have to detach myself, destroy it. That is called vairagya. And in order to do that, I must have 6 qualities. What is that? Mental mind control, body control, then keeping the mind equanimous, then having the ability to withdraw the mind from whatever alien thought is coming other than God, and intense faith, shraddha, guru, shastra, vakyeshu, satya buddhi, avadharana. And finally, that ability to have put into practice what I know. So, uparati, titiksha, bearing everything, because certain things in this physical world cannot be avoided. It could be hot, it could be cold, people may be criticizing, people may be praising. Among these two people, those who praise and those who criticize, the greatest enemies are those who praise. But fools that we are, we fall for it every time. Because in our both ears, Madhu and Kaitava, an intense slavery to be praised, to be recognized, to be valued, and an intense dislike, even the slightest criticism, I can keep that person as a lifelong enemy, even though that person wants for our good only, including the Guru. So, this is just, I'm going on. So, Nachiketa, he knew it. So, like that, Swami Vivekananda says, Viveka, what is the first quality? Viveka, Viveka, etc. There are 7 qualities are there, which we will talk on some other occasion. But Viveka means, according to the Ramanuja, discrimination about food. Swami Vivekananda very intelligently said, no, whatever goes inside, whatever we eat, that is reading newspaper, listening to gossip, and whatever worldly things we are swallowing day and night, whatever goes, that is called food. That's why I told you earlier, annam means not merely physical food, annam means whatever sustains us. So, this right annam for the body and at right time, in right quantities, sattvika food in right quantities, at the right time and in the right place, in the right way, means after offering to God as the sacred sanctified prasadam, all these things have to be taken. Same thing we have to extend to whatever sustains us in our quest, that is called annam. So if some book is making me inspired, that book is my food. If some person is inspiring me, that person is my food. If some event is inspiring me, and it could be a negative event, so after some experience, I thought I can trust this person, I loved this person, but they turned out to be treacherous persons. And what the lesson I learned? Don't trust anybody. There is only one trustworthy person, God and his saints, and nobody else. That is how whole life we have to learn our lessons, we have to keep our mind open, and that keeping the mind open requires tremendous amount of balam. And then Sanat Kumara gives examples, and this example we have seen earlier also in the 6th chapter. So there the guru tells Shvetaketu, you fast for 15 days and then chant Vedas. He could not. Memory is gone because there is no strength. Eat for 15 days and immediately he could chant. So this is what he says, Tasmat yadyapi dasharatri na ashniya. If somebody doesn't eat for 10 nights, here he has become a little more generous. Yadi vuha jivet, he may be alive. But after 10 days of not eating, athava, what does he become? Adrashta, he can't see the right thing. Ashrota, he can't understand what he is hearing. Amanta, he cannot think properly. Abodha, he cannot become awakened. Akarta, he cannot perform any duties. Avignata, he cannot understand what is right and wrong. Bhavati, he becomes that. But same person, tat yatha, amnasya aye, when he obtains food, the opposite happens. Tashta bhavati, rota bhavati, manta bhavati, bodha bhavati, karta bhavati, ignata bhavati. He obtains everything, shravana, manana, nididhyasana, God realization, spiritual progress. Therefore, O Narada, annam brahmeti, upasva, contemplate annam as Brahman. This is the essence and which we will talk some more, few details in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhu. May Sri Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.